Hello and welcome to Pro You Podcast, episode number 297, Nutritional Basics. Doesn't that sound like it would be a personal trainer's podcast episode number 3 or 4? 297 episodes later, well, I'm wonderfully flawed. That's for sure. But I wanted to chat. I think I've done a lot of things for many years. But now that I'm proper old, 54, looking back, I just look at things differently. And I'm like, well, in a nutshell, if I was to share this, if I was to talk about this, or, you know, I find value in the wisdom that I've achieved just basically over time, just because I like helping people. I'm like, oh, here, do this way. It'll save you time and energy, and you'll feel better. I enjoy that. So I have never been the big counting calorie, nutritional kind of chaotic trainer that some trainers are. Some trainers are selling supplements to their clients and, you know, kind of going above and beyond. And nutrition is that important. But I've always kind of tried to keep it a little bit on the simpler side. Like, well, here's food that's not that good for you, and here's food that's good for you. There's a line. And not make it so, again, the grams protein, the counting calories, you know, BMI, you know, all that kind of, again, to me, that's just homework that I never enjoyed, I never cared about, and I didn't want to do myself. So, and I'm like, look, if we move a little bit, and we watch what we eat a little bit, and we drink a little water, and we just do that, little things done consistently, ta-da! So, that's why I probably haven't been that motivated to go, hey, I'm going to do one on nutrition. Because I'm like, well, just eat pretty good. Over a long period of time, you'll lose weight, trust me. And then if you move, even more. Yay, win-win, purple, pro you. But I've had different little sheets that I've had in the past that I'd, you know, hand out or email to, you know, clients, tips or, you know, ideas or snacks, you know, just a bunch of stuff. Again, just things, you know, back in the day when I had a folder and I would print them up and I would hand them out because there wasn't all the social media and stuff that's available now. So again, looking back through these things, I can just kind of pull certain things out going, well, that's still applicable. Well, there's value in that. Well, someone could benefit from that. And again, trying to keep it on the simpler side, but devoting a whole podcast episode to nutrition because it is super important. I'll give you an example. When I was in therapy, a therapist said, now just know that therapy works better when you're exercising and you're eating good. It's like, huh? And then when I went on medication, I said, now medication works best when you're exercising and eating well. And I thought, isn't that funny how if you're just exercising and eating well, it makes everything else better. So there you go. Nutrition is omnipotent as much as movement and muscle resistance. So I hope you benefit from this a little bit. If you have any questions, comments, holler at your boy, proyoupodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. Enjoy. I have heard that in the days of the old, everyone lived 100 years without showing the usual signs of aging. In our time, however, people age prematurely, living only 50 years. Is this due to our environment, or is it because people have lost the way? Asked the Yellow Emperor. Kribo, his court physician, replied, in the past, people practiced the way. They understood the principle of the balance of yin and yang. Thus, they formulated practices such as meditation to help maintain harmony with the universe. They ate balanced diets at regular times, arose and retired at regular hours, avoided overburdening their minds and bodies, and refrained from overindulgences of all kinds. They maintained well-being in body and mind. Thus, it is not surprising that they lived over 100 years. These days, people have changed their ways. They drink wine like water, indulge in excessive eating and other destructive behavior, drain their essence, and deplete their energy, seeking emotional excitement and momentary pleasures. People disregard the natural rhythm and order of the universe. They fail to regulate their lifestyle and diet. They sleep improperly. They do not know the secrets of conserving their energy and vitality. So it is not surprising that they look old at 50 and die soon after. The Yellow Emperor's Classic of Medicine. Here's the big part. This conversation between the Yellow Emperor and the first ruler of China and his court physician took place some 4,700 years ago. To me, that conversation could have happened yesterday. 4,700 years ago. They formulated practice such as meditation to help them maintain harmony. They ate balanced diets at regular times, arose and retired at regular hours, avoided overburdening their minds and bodies, and refrained from overindulgences of all kinds. They maintained well-being in body and mind. They achieved balance. So I go, Tom, personal trainer, and it took you a little over 4 years to do a podcast episode on personal training. Why don't you go ahead and continue the craziness and do one on nutrition? Fill in huge laughter. And so I had a couple things that I knew I had that I was going to pull up and read. And then I saw that one and I was like, wow, I remember that. And I love that because, again, so today, so present now. So in my head, I said, you know what, I'll just do it on, you know, nutritional basics. And I grabbed me a pen, a writing utensil, and this is the first thing I wrote down before I looked at anything, looked up anything, grabbed anything. I go, here's my quick top 10. And this just came out in order. Number 10. This is like concerning like nutrition. It's about how you feel. You know, you eat better, you feel better. Number 9. You know, not eating correctly, eating poorly, is more emotional and mental than anything. Number 8, not enough real food. 7, carbs too late at night. 6, eating too late at night. 5 and 4, you can switch them, sugar and salt. Number 3, cardio. Huh, what? Number 2, portion control. And number 1, water. Huh, what again? So what I was thinking about is like, well, nutrition. What's nutrition about? Well, eating good. Why? Being healthy. Well, if you're thinking about it, if you're eating great, but you don't move at all, it's not good for you to not move at all. So that's why I put the cardio in there. You know, I always talk about, you know, your body moving. If it can move, it should move so it continues to move. It's like your car. You know, you make sure all the parts are working great, but you still got to put gas in it. You know, you got to still put fuel into it. So it's that same kind of logic. And why I had water is number one, I thought, you know, what was like the number one thing? And I always said to people, you know, your muscles are mainly water. Your body is comprised 80% of water. The more water you drink, the more you go to the bathroom, the more you drain out, the more the bad that leaves, the more you're drinking water, the more you're not drinking something else, the more you drink water, the more kind of full you feel. You know, you're not always as hungry if you're drinking water. And yes, the downside is you got to go to the bathroom a lot. But oh well, I'll go to the bathroom more to be healthier. So that was kind of my list. And I thought like the... just food-wise, portion control. I just think that's the biggest thing with people. And I always would tell my clients, I go, look, when you sit down to eat, put in your head, I am going to eat in 3 more hours or 4 more hours. I'm going to have a snack in 2 hours. I'm going to eat dinner in 4 hours. You know, instead of sitting down going, I'm hungry. Let me eat until I am full. You know, and a lot of that, this just came to me, was training. You know, when I was growing up, one of the rules was clean your plate. So you just kept eating and eating until your plate. So you kind of got that feeling of you sit and you eat and you eat and you eat until you're full. Now, the crazy thing was, I had experience, this is not too long ago, I would say 6 years ago-ish, for something like that. I've always kind of eaten. I've always kind of eaten a small pizza by myself. Like not thinking about it, just boom, eat it, and it would be like a Sunday or whatever, and you know, just was hungry enough and did it and whatever. And I always bought the same kind and I ate half of it, and for some reason I got up, I did something, I walked around, and I don't know, I got occupied or something. When I came back, it was, I don't know, less than 5 minutes later, I thought, let me just put the other half in the refrigerator and eat that later. And I was like, I'm good. I didn't need, and I was like, and I had heard that, and you know, but until you process it yourself, and again, being a relatively healthy dude my entire life, I wasn't battling, hey, how do I not eat so much? You know, it wasn't on my mind. It's like, if I'm going to sit down and eat this, it's because I don't always do it, and this is my rest day, and I just want to whatever. And I was going to burn those calories that day anyways. It's that thing of like, I'm going to eat till I'm full. It's like, well, how about you just give yourself X amount, eat it, and be done? And 15 minutes later, a half an hour later, if you're starving, just eat that rest of it. And I could probably guarantee that that would never happen. Because your body's like, okay, we're good. You know, you go to the gas station, you put the nozzle into the gas tank. You know, you can't go, okay, it's going to take $20, 20 gallons. I'm going to put in 22. No, it's you can't do that. Do you know what I mean? So those are the things that came to mind when I was like, I should just do one on nutrition. Now, this is the thing about, I've always been really basic with my nutritional advice to clients. I don't like to do homework. I don't want to do homework. I don't want to count calories. I don't want to do that kind of stuff. And so I never really was prescribing that kind of stuff. You know, it's great with, you know, technology in the last X amount of years, and with now the apps and, you know, the things you go, oh, I'm just going to input what I ate and it's going to say here's that. And I'm always kind of like with someone who's really, really busy, I'm like, you can kind of draw a line. And I think everybody would go, okay, good for you, bad for you. And now, you know, just pick every item. You know, just like, okay, is that bag of Fritos good for you? No. Okay, done. Okay, that apple, good for you. Boom. Okay, that, you know, you can just, it's pretty basic. So if you're thinking, okay, portion control, you know, just eat a little bit less, you're going to be okay. And then, you know, just kind of draw a line. So it's not so, I got to eat chicken and broccoli. It's like, well, yes, that's on the good side, but you don't have to be that hard on yourself. Because again, that's not sustainable. We're talking about being sustainable. Little things done consistently. This completely applies. So I always talk about just taking one thing out. Do that for 2 weeks. Get comfortable. Get used to it. See how you feel, how you respond. And then take a second thing out. Or do it for 2 more weeks. Or bring a good thing in. And just build it slowly and said, okay, tomorrow I'm going on a diet. I'm doing cardio. I'm stretching. I'm going to foam roller. I'm going to the gym. I'm signing up. I'm da 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 da. This is way too much and not at all sustainable. So this is something I've always had. It's kind of funny how later on in life I'm not using this, but, you know, I always had Word documents with nutritional stuff on it, and I would print them up, and I would always get them. Now it's just, you know, you email stuff and you send stuff, but I just really haven't looked at this stuff in a long time. So again, it's kind of cool. Makes me kind of look into it. So it is called Nutritional Highlights. You like that? Yeah, I'm good at naming things. 4 to 5 small meals a day. Keep hunger down and metabolism up. So I always would kind of take my finger and go, you know, kind of draw it up a little bit like I'm drawing a line, you know, laterally, but kind of like an incline and go, okay, I'm not that hungry. And then I drop my finger and I go, and then I eat. And then I go back up. I'm not that hungry. And then I eat. So I'm not, oh, I went 5, 6, 7 hours without eating. Because now your body is hungry, so it starts craving. And that's truly when it's the hardest to eat the healthiest. Because your body will just eat anything at that point. And it just kind of craves sugar and salt. So if you eat a little bit and you're like, okay, cool. And a couple hours later, you eat a little bit, you have a snack. You're like, okay, I'm cool. And you can tend to kind of build that. Again, little things done consistently. Next, and this is, you know, no longer than 3 to 4 hours between meals. Limit craving. And that's basically what I just explained in the first one. Because we don't crave healthy food. I go 6 hours without eating. I want French fries, you know, and I'm not going to share them. All right, next one, in caps, water, water, and water. So again, my list top 10 number one thing. Because again, if you're drinking a lot of water, going, oh, I'm going to drink water. Water is good for me. I'm only going to drink water. I can't see that person going, oh, and I'm not exercising. I'm eating horrible. I don't stretch and I don't work out. It just seems that's just the part of the mentality. But if you're drinking water and only water, you're doing it for a reason. And typically you understand the reasons and the benefits of drinking that much water or drinking only water. It's the best thing that you can put in your body. So it's like, what's the best thing? What's the best food? It's like, well, that's what I would say. It's just water. That's the best thing you can do. You start going to the bathroom. I remember like wrestling, you know, or if you watch MMA, you know, you see these guys put on the sweatsuits and get on a exercise bike. Totally forgot the word. You know, stationary bike. Wow. And what they're doing, just they're sweating. You know, just sweating. Water coming out. So the more you drink water, the more you go to the bathroom. And when you're going to the bathroom, again, you're losing weight. You're losing water weight, but it's also taking stuff out. It's like cleansing your body. But it's a great way. It's a great way to start losing weight. With, you know, without really changing how you eat that much. because it will induce that change. All right, next one was reduce, eliminate salt and sugar. Salt makes you retain water. It's like a sponge. You know, the more salt that you put in your body, the more your water is just holding on to water. Sugar is an empty calorie, and what that is, it's like it clings onto your fat cells, which then makes the fat cells harder to burn. So again, when you're going, oh, I worked out and I ate good, but I had a bunch of salt and then I ate sugar, it's like one step forward, one step back. And that's typically what people do. You know, Monday through Thursday I did good, and then Friday through Sunday not so good. It's like, well, there you are. It's tough, people. It's not easy. So I have a long list. Reduce, eliminate complex/starchy carbs. For example, rice, bread, pasta, potatoes. Rice would be the best of these. Brown rice would be the best of that, of the rice. And you try to, or, you know, also is try to take in these complex carbs. Like, you know, I got to have a little bread, or I got to have potatoes, or I got to have pasta. Try to take them in before 4 p.m. or 2 p.m. would even be better. You figure that out for yourself. Because if it's late at night and you get home and your body's shutting down and you're, you know, kind of ending the day and you just take in a bunch of starchy carbs, those carbs just end up getting stored as fat. So again, timing of when you eat can play a huge role. Next, we must all take in good fat. And there is a difference. You know, you can see things, a bunch of things that, you know, people talk of, you know, certain nuts or certain oil and essential. I'm stumbling over words. It doesn't really happen that much. But I haven't spoke about this stuff in a long time. So maybe essential fatty acids. There you go. Like in fish and stuff like that. Salmon. That's why that's good for you. So remember, you know, it's not I have to take out carbs. It's like, no, just understand that there's, you know, everything has carbs in it. You know, just but big, heavy, thick. Again, think of that. You know, the thick carbs. You just don't want to have that late at night. I mean, you want to crave it, but you go, you know, it's like at the end of the day telling your significant other, okay, do all these things before you go to bed, and it's 10 o'clock at night. Your significant other is going to look at you and go, yo, you're crazy. So just like giving your body, going, here's a bunch of thick, heavy calories. It's going to take a ton of time to digest, especially because I'm not going to do anything. Like, why, again, you don't want to treat your body this way, people. All right, keep caloric intake up. Most people don't eat enough or of the right food. You know, if you're going to work out more, your body will need more fuels, which equals more calories. And, you know, it's such a crazy concept. But I remember there was like this summer when I was training a lot of women, and a few of them I started saying, look, you have to eat more. And they looked at me and they were like, what? And I'm like, you know, it's what you're eating, but you can't just not eat and then go to work and work out. And you can't. I mean, yes, you're going to lose weight, but pretty soon, X amount of days later, you're going to faint and fall over and be non-productive at work, and you're not going to have workouts. So again, if you're going to drive your car, you're going to need gas. Done. End of story. No discussion. You need fuel. Now, if I want to work all day and be productive, I should have X amount of calories. Now, if I'm going to also work out, and I want to do a good workout, and I want to get some things done when I go home, again, if I'm driving the car a little bit further, I'm probably going to need a little bit more gas. So here's that thing. You need to keep your caloric intake up. So again, when you're going to one of those apps, and, you know, pick one. There's a ton of them out there. MyFitnessPal, I used that one all the time, and then that one got hacked. I think it's one about MySpot or Spot On, something like that. I'm not sure. I just haven't used one in a long time. But you start logging your food, and it's like, oh, well, I didn't know there was that many carbs. Oh, there's that much protein. How cool is that? And at the end, it says, here's the end of the day. your height, weight, age, blah, 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 minus your workout, you should be at this amount of carbs, this amount of sugars, this amount of fats, this amount of protein. And it says, oh, you're under, you're over, da, 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 and now you start learning. And again, you don't have to be so exact, and you don't have to do that, and you don't have to do an app again. Just draw the line. Is that good for you, or is that bad for you? So you can take it to any, you can take it any direction you want, you know, extreme as you need. But I'm just saying, if you just start doing the little things consistently, all of these little things will add up. And then when they start adding up, you feel better. So this is just, you know, giving you a little information, you know, to you, for you to arm yourself with as you, you know, go forward. I put out a quote and it says, you know, the best of your life is the rest of your life. Like right now, today, hey, I'm going to do that one thing, you know, I'm going to write four of those things down, do one every 2 weeks. And at the end of a, you know, just that kind of a stuff, just taking little bits and pieces. All right, onward. You truly, and I had this conversation with a client the other day, you truly are what you eat. And I say to people, where do you want that thing that you're about to eat on your body? So if you're looking at a big bowl of pasta and a side of bread, and you're going, okay, picture that. Now, it's going to be on your body. Where do you want it? Belly, booty? Probably nowhere. And it's like, okay. Less, eat less, portion control, starchy carbs before two. Pro you, pro you, pro you, but you are what you eat. And then you look at an apple. And you're like, ooh, it's just firm and hard and crisp. And yeah, I'll take that. Put that by my abs. You know, chicken breast. It's like, you know, lean, no fat, just thick and strong. Pfft, all right. Booty, take it in my booty. You know what I mean? It's that kind of mentality. But see that thing, you know, a large bowl of ice cream and whipped cream and or whatever. Where do you want that on your body? Because it's going to your body. And this has kind of always been my alcohol deal. So a lot of this stuff to me is like, you know, with the basics, here's a line, here's a guideline, like a suggestion, shoot for this, not create, okay, this is exactly how many calories to have, you should weigh exactly this and get your heart rate up to exactly that. Again, to me, that's just too much homework. My alcohol deal, you have a glass of alcohol, you have a glass of water. Now, I say this to people that hire me, I go, you know, if you're drinking 5-6 nights a week, you know, that's cool, but I wouldn't hire a trainer, you know, because if you're thinking, okay, I want to work out, I want to diet, I want to eat good, I want to whatever, it's like, okay, you probably shouldn't be drinking more than 1 or 2 nights a week. Just putting that out there. So then you go, okay, those 1 or 2 nights, how much are you drinking, what are you drinking, and going, okay, I want to lose weight for my wedding, great, fantastic, but I like to drink with my friends, fine, keep drinking. Here's the deal. So when you're with your friends, drink your beer, and then have a glass of water. Now, again, makes you go to the bathroom more, but you're not as hungover. The alcohol doesn't stay in your body. You don't feel as yucky in the morning, and you get rid of the calories. So there you go. That's a good one. So again, suggestions. There's one in this whole list that resonates with you and works for you, yay. Try to take in protein, carbs, and fat at least twice a day. So again, meals, you know, so, oh, I had a supplement, oh, I had a protein bar, oh, I had a protein drink, oh, I had a piece of this. It's like, you know, you got to have a meal. You know, your body deserves that. It needs protein, carbs, good fat. And you need to give it that meal. You know, again, keep your caloric intake up. Have a meal, have a little snack. Have a meal, have a little snack. Have a smaller meal at the end of the day. Have a snack at the end of the day. Again, 4 to 5 smaller meals a day. Most important thing, this is going to shock everybody. Consistency. It is. As I'm saying, if you just took one thing out that's kind of not really good for you, in 6 months, you'll be like, huh, I look and feel better. Nuh-uh. supplements. Again, I'm not that trainer that sells my clients supplements. I don't know, if you eat fairly well, you should be okay. I don't think a lot of people eat that well, so I'm like, okay, here's what you should do. And I'm not going to get into specifics, but I'm like, look, a multivitamin, vitamin C. Those are two off the bat I would suggest. For women, extra iron and calcium. It's kind of all I say just as a general statement. But you go to the doctor, you know, you can get blood tests, you can find out certain things you need to do, maybe up, increase or whatever. And again, then there's a bunch of supplements and real food that can bring whatever you are missing, deficient of, into your body. So that's the thing with supplements. They're to supplement what you eat. Not, oh, I take supplements and then I don't really eat food. That's not really pro you. Two most important meals of the day. Love this. I always say it. Breakfast and post-workout. Breakfast, why is that important? Well, you just slept how long? Your body went how long without food? To get up and go, okay. I always say, you know, it's like taking your little child. You know, they slept, you know, she's four, and you go, okay, honey, wake up. We're going to start the day. Let's go. Just drag them outside. They didn't eat. They didn't even have time to wake up. Like, you wouldn't do that to a child. Don't do that to your body. Get up and have breakfast. You don't have to have a lot. But give yourself some breakfast. Give yourself a meal to be like, okay, I am going to start the day feeling good and providing my body with the nutrition that it needs to begin that day. You know, see, now you're just taking control. This is how I'm going to start the day and post-workout. Again, post, what'd you do? You worked out. Your body's depleted. It's drained. See, you got about 90 minutes post that workout, and it's the best time that you should take in some protein. If you just had protein within 90 minutes of your workout, yay, A plus, you did great. You know, you can take in a little something else, but it's just good to get some protein in your body, and not too long after, again, because you exerted yourself, you got to take in some calories. And here it is on my list, portion control. Can't stress it enough. You know, if you make curl your hand up in a fist and picture the size of that, that's kind of what the food should look on your plate. If you take that fist and put it on the plate and there's food all around your fist, you got too much food on that plate. Do not eat 2 to 3 hours before bed. That's a huge one. Again, timing of when you eat. Eat a little smaller. Drink some water. Move. Boom. Do that for 6 months. I guarantee you, you'll lose weight. Like, just fact. And here it is. Effort. Big or small is always rewarded. Deem yourself worthy and embrace that which you so deserve. So if you're like, you know what? If he says take one thing out for 6 months, I'm going to do it. I'm going to see. Guarantee it. Now, again, if you take one thing out, you add a little bit more water, you know, portion control a little bit, you don't eat late at night, and you move a little bit, done. Done, 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 done. So this is something, it's kind of funny, because I recently, you know, stopped going to the gym, and I went 4 months without really working out, and that was just like, wow, this is so crazy, and just, you know, getting back into it and, you know, doing more of a home workout was just very, very foreign and uncomfortable for me. So it took a long time. And I kind of forgot about this. And I totally forgot that I wrote about it. But this was kind of cool. And when was it? I think this is like 5 or 6 years ago. I think that's when it was. But I wrote my story, and this is what I sent to my clients. All who I am sharing this with knows of my struggles, challenges, self-doubt, fear, unfamiliar tests I've encountered the last 2 to 3 years. Going through that time has given me empathy, new understanding, perspective, clarity, and conviction in what I say and share and the path I walk. It's kind of funny. This is before I did the podcast. 8 weeks ago, I made a decision to get to the gym 5 times in 1 week. I did that, and then I did that twice, 2 weeks in a row. I hadn't done that in almost 4 years. I was ready. I had been patient, but I was still struggling. In my gut, I knew I wanted to start somewhere with something. My point, I started small and focused on doing one thing, but doing it consistently. Okay, I just got to stop. Like, how dope is that? Like, this was like at my, you know, worst and kind of me coming back. And I'm like, I'm just going to share this with, you know, whatever, how many X amount of clients I had at the time. And I'm like, here's my point. Like, again, come to my well, by the water I sell. I can't tell you what to do. I can tell you what I did. I started small and I focused on doing one thing, but doing it consistently. This is 2 years before the podcast even began. Then I switched to unsweetened almond milk and stayed consistent with that. I was eating flatbread, P&J. I took out the flatbread and stayed consistent with that. I did one thing and got comfortably consistent. And as I did, I felt comfortable adding in or taking out one more thing. Each step, achievement, / goal made me feel better. Making your bed in the morning, one thing. If I do one thing, I'm going to feel better. Each step made me feel better, more in control, and I knew I was finally on my way. I wanted to get leaner for a while, but it wasn't happening. And as I started, I didn't notice physical results. It was more about mentally and emotionally, things I haven't felt good about in a very long time, which was omnipotent to me and my walk. See, again, this is at the point of me going, okay, the hard part of like me just being in a bad place is done. Now, here's the first step in my journey. Because this was 6 years ago. I mean, the last four were like, okay, now I'm good. Let me walk forward. This was still me healing. Then I stopped eating late at night and focused on my water intake. Then come to my well, buy the water. I said, what did it just say? If you just did a couple things, like stop eating late at night, just took in a little bit more water. How do you know that, Tom? As I did that. Then I started buying healthy meals from the gym. I'm not eating cooking, and this was a total pro-Tom decision. Healthy food with no prep, perfect for me. And another piece to the puzzle I was building. I also substituted certain foods and snacks with less or no sugar. Again, what can I do? Cut back a little sodium, cut back a little sugar. Two great things to decrease sugar and sodium. The last thing I focused on was portion size. I started eating half the portion of the meals I bought and focused on food truly being fuel for my body. Take in good quality calories in small portions throughout the day. So I remember this is when I was still at the gym, and they had one of the trainers made his own meals and had them in. And I was like, well, you know, it's kind of expensive, you know, the whole money thing. But I started buying them. Remember when I first bought them, I ate it. I was like, you know, it was good and it was healthy. So I was like, okay, cool. And I was full. So like, boom. And fast forward, I started eating half of it. And I was getting full on half. Now, that's what was happening in like 6 months. Well, not 6 months, but all these little things started happening. And all of a sudden, I was like, what I ate and just killed was like, okay, that was cool. It was like, okay, half and I'm full. And I started thinking, okay, now that, whatever, $10 or $12 isn't just a meal. That's two meals. So I'm like, oh, okay. So everything was getting better. You know, I took less to fill me up. If I ate less, I felt better. If I spent more money and ate less food, I felt better. So again, you know, I walked the path. Now I'm starting to share my experience, share my walk. And I've been through this. And it was a horrible time in my life, but great for, you know, being a trainer. Because I hadn't gone through this. And this was like, wow, I just got to start doing something. you suck. So, you know, there's people out there that feel, and I never really felt that way ever. No matter what bad I was going through, I was always working out in shape, in karate, competing, doing something. And this was like, okay, you need to start. Okay, stop eating late at night. And I was like, wow, this is what, you know, a lot of people that I train go through. So right away, I started seeing this. And that's what this was. Here's my story. This is what I did. I hope this helps. I started, okay, there it was. These were all little steps, but all very important. Little things inconsistently. I knew I didn't want to face any of these for a very long time, but knew I had to be patiently consistent as I began, as I felt better. Each step gave me a sense of more control. See, again, we want to feel control. We want to feel in control. Well, what can I do? Well, control the things that you can, what you put in your mouth and your body. Each step gave me a sense of more control, something we all strive to achieve. I have now lost 10 pounds in the last 8 weeks. My workouts go better, I move better, I have more energy, and these past 8 weeks in staying mindful / aware of my small little victories have added to my well-being and my peace of mind. So again, I know 6 years ago, that was like the divorce happened, I moved out, had to move, you know, find a new place, move back to LA alone, quiet, no zen, you know, a year and a half, 2 years later, I would go, okay, I'm healing. So this is, and here I am. Each step, each little step gave me a sense of more control. I move better, I have more energy. I'm staying mindful and aware of my small victories. Again, before the podcast, this is me, little bitty steps. I didn't want to feel horrible anymore. I didn't take care of myself because I felt that bad. It's like reading this. I feel all this right now. Like I forgot about this. So I'm like, man, this was me coming out of the muck. Like I first started making good decisions and feeling a little better right here. And 8 weeks in, I go, all right, let me tell my clients. And that's the only one I shared. I wasn't doing the Sunday morning messages. I was doing the podcast. No one else to send this to. I truly believe the entire walk has made me a better version of myself as well as a better trainer. That's what I just said. I shared this hoping to demonstrate my empathy and understanding for your personal challenges, tests, and walks along your path. Hopefully, inspire you as well to end the year pushing forward, staying mindful of your goals, aware of your blessings, and truly understanding that patient consistency is the only way to success. Peace and God bless, your friend and trainer. And I'm going to end with these last two little things. And again, just kind of boom basics, put these out. 10 foods to avoid. Potato chips, high sodium, no nutritional value. Frozen meals, refined carbohydrates, processed meats, saturated fats, and an overabundance of sodium. Sugary coffee drinks, obvious. Processed meats, significant link between intake of processed meats and cancers of the mouth, breast, prostate, bladder, colon, stomach, esophagus, and throat. Stick margarine, one of the unhealthiest available foods because of its trans fat content. French fries, high in fat, calories, and sodium. Commercial cake frosting, a lot of sugar but also product that's high in trans fats. Breakfast pastries, high in calories and saturated fat. Sugary drinks, connection between the rise in sugar intake and the world's obesity and type 2 diabetes diabetes epidemics. Number 10, gummy candies, processed and typically made up of straight sugar or high fructose corn syrup. Americans consume 22 teaspoons of added sugar per day, which amounts to 350 empty calories that contain no nutrients. So again, you're throwing 350 empty calories into your body, clings to the fat cells, did not benefit you, has no nutrients whatsoever, and is going to make it that much harder to burn those fat cells. Something to think about. Last one. So this is just the instead of list. Get your pens ready. Get your pads ready. Get your instrument of choice ready. All right. Instead of juice, water. Instead of fully loaded coffee, black, lightly sweetened. Instead of sugary cereals, slow-cooked oatmeal in water. Instead of sugar on cereal, unsweetened applesauce. Instead of fatty salad dressings, balsamic vinaigrette. Instead of white rice, brown rice. Instead of low-fat bran muffins, whole grain bagel dry. That's a challenge. Instead of cookies, rice cakes. I've eaten a ton of rice cakes back in the day. I haven't had them in a long time, though. Instead of chips, unsalted nuts, preferably almonds. Instead of pastries, fruit. Instead of baked potato, sweet potato. Instead of roasted chicken with skin, skinless chicken breast. Instead of ground beef, ground chicken or turkey. Instead of cream soups, broth-based soups. Instead of ice cream, low-fat yogurt. Instead of breads with dinner, small green salad. Instead of butter, olive oil-based spreads. Instead of brand name peanut butter, organic nut-based butters. So there you have it. Nutritional basics. I actually had a lot more comprehensive episode than I thought. So if there's, again, a couple things out of there or just one thing out of there that you can apply that resonated with you, that adds to your path, your walk, and helps you, you know, become a better you, then yay, fantastic. It was worth it because you are worth it. Self-worthy. All right, let's start showing off. Let's start controlling the things that we can control. Grab a spot on the floor, cross our legs again if you can. Eyes closed, neutral neck, shoulders over the hips, navel tucked into the spine. Now we have our foundation. Now we're going to draw the inhale through the nose. We're going to exhale out the mouth. We're going to elongate it. We're going to slow it down. We are going to control our breath. We are going to focus on our breath. That connection is what's called making us present in this moment. We're going to do that, and that alone, to the best of our ability, without critique or judgment, for 180 seconds. I will let you know when time is up. You may begin now. Done. Another positive pro-you moment. Done by you, for you. You know, nutrition just falls in that same category as the little things done consistently. If I gave you a list of suggestions to work on, quite possibly could be overwhelming when we think of all of them at once. And that's why it is so pro you to think about it as little things just done consistently. I'm going to drink a little bit more water. I'm going to not eat so late at night. I'm going to just try focusing on portion control a little bit. I'm just going to try to not eat as much sugar. Do my best not to eat carbs, starchy carbs later at night. Little things. And those are empowering. That's the kind of point, is these little things make you feel better. You feel empowered. You feel in control of your life. You know, repetition gives you confidence, and confidence it brings peace, and peace allows for joy, and joy brings hope. Hope is purple. Hope is pro you. You are good enough in every way, shape, and form. But are you controlling the things that you can control to the best of your ability? Deem yourself worthy. Peace, and God bless.